Greetings. I'm always delighted to talk about hope. My question is, what news are you hoping to hear today? With the virus controlling the media these days and bombarding our minds trying to answer all the questions and unknowns we may have, what does that do to our hope? What are you hoping for today? People have said if you could just ask one question when it comes to help and hope, what would your question be? What would you like to hear? Let me have you think about this. All questions ultimately rest on just this one. I will say that again. All questions ultimately rest on just this one. It's the number one question in a crisis. It's the number one question to ask in a war. It's the number one question to ask in a health battle a person may be facing. It's the number one question to ask in a fallen economy. I know you're saying, please tell me, what is the question? Here it is. Here is an ultimate question. Is God in control? Think about it. We can only have our hope in God, and we will only trust God to the extent and the intensity that we believe that God is in control. Let me do an instant replay on that. We can only have our hope in God, and we will only trust God to the extent and the intensity that we believe that God is in control. Does God understand? Is He in control? Listen to this terrific truth from Psalm 147:5. How great is the Lord! Our Lord is great and powerful. His power is mighty and absolute. There are no limits to His understanding, to what He knows. His understanding is beyond comprehension. Whether we see it, whether we firmly believe it, whether we accept it or comprehend it, our God is mighty and He is always in total control. So let's lift our hearts and our hands upward to our Heavenly Father and tell Him, I want my hope to be in You.